Good morning, Pickleball Taz here.
And I'm Dancing Jay.
I thought today, Jay, that I think we're going to sneak down to Pickleball this morning. And I think we're just going to sneak up on some people and try talking to them, see what we can get out of them with paddles.
I mean, we could do that, but I hope it's not illegal to just walk up somebody and be like, hey, let's do this podcast right now.
Let's be different. Have some fun with us today.
Yeah. No, right? I mean, who doesn't like to have fun? You know, just mess with people, you know, get them on their toes. It's always fun to do.
Yeah, we'll sneak up on, I don't know, Silent J, maybe. Maybe we'll get a hold of
the name gets me John, every time.
You know, see who else is around, and we'll see what they can say about the paddles and what they like about their paddles. And
yeah. Because I've been looking up some new paddles and too, and stuff like that. Like, for instance, the Prince. Prince is good.
Yeah.
I've looked up Some of the Onyx ones.
The Onyx is nice. I like my Z5.
Yeah, of course. I need to get one, honestly. I'm not gonna lie. I'm either thinking about getting that one or the one that Steve has. The one that he likes to use. He uses the Invicta, the longer paddle ones, but they're like super thick. Oh, those things are so nice. But I guess just perfect.
Like, yeah, I just started learning how to slice with Steve now.
Oh, so I can slice shots. Oh,
getting a little better.
I don't even think I've done a slice shot. I don't think. I do chop shots, but I've never tried to slice, and that's just like an awkward situation for me.
I just got to learn how to do it with more power. I don't know, I have that all set.
Yeah.
But I think we should get ready to start sneaking down to the park and see what we can come up with. And
yeah.
We'll figure
we get like a few more people.
Sneak some people in and see what we can do without them noticing. And
be like, what are you guys doing over here? Oh, we're just recording.
Yeah.
Would you like to say a few words for the lovely Dinker fans?
Why don't we take a break? We'll take a hike down to the park, and we'll be back as soon as we hit the park, and we'll get some recording going.
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
Until then, keep dinking. Pickleball Taz saying we'll be right back.
Yep.
So, good morning, all of the dinker listeners. Pickleball Taz.
And I am Dancing Jay.
And we are sitting here with Silent Jay. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Excellent.
How's
good morning.
Yeah, getting ready to play some pickleball. It's beautiful.
Got some players to show up.
Yep,
that's how we are. It's beautiful down here at Lauderdale Courts. Waiting for some people. There's me, there's Dancing Jay, there's Silent Jay.
Yeah,
a few
we
people
are
walking around.
We're usually the first ones to kind of show up. They start rolling
the
in now.
One, especially on the weekend.
Soon, hopefully.
Yeah, so we did some writing on some paddles. I did mine, the Z5. He did his paddle, I did the Wilson. Any recommendations for paddles?
Well,
what do you prefer?
Well, right now I'm using a composite paddle, which I like. It has a little bit more power. My first paddle was a wooden paddle, and it had the honeycomb, but it was done with real cheap material, like paper. Literally paper.
Yeah, I remember that when
it
broke.
Yeah, I took it apart
because
I was curious.
Yeah, I remember they had all the screws in it.
So I ended up taking apart a composite, and I found it made very similar except for the composite in there. It's made from a composite, so it's a lot stronger, right?
Exactly.
And now what I'm noticing is the new line of paddles, that they're quite a bit thinner. And the new thing, the new philosophy from these companies is basically Kennex and no more honeycomb.
Nice.
They're making more of a solid core panel. You know, no more honeycomb, that, and they say that it gives you more power and control, supposedly. So we have to see what's going to happen with that.
That's what I think Prince is doing. Prince used to make the tennis rackets, and now they're doing pickleball rackets.
Right. I saw a new Prince racket, I think, yesterday a woman had. And because I'm still a little bit confused about limitations on size and how you do it. But her paddle, man, it was extra large. Oh. I mean, in a different way than everybody else's. So it made me, and Prince had just came out with that, and it was new, a thinner one without the honeycomb, but she had a lot of surface, and it was just interesting. I wonder how big you can go, because as far as I'm concerned, the bigger the better.
Yeah, you know? Wide body.
Yeah.
I like the wide bodies, because you know, like my Z5, I actually got from Silent J.
So I think it'll be really interesting in the next, you know, few months, 6 months to a year to see what's going to happen with the paddles.
Paddles,
you know,
balls, there's a new ball company out there, too.
Are they all going to evolve and get rid of the honeycomb and start going to that? Or is there going to be a combination? Or what's coming next? I don't know.
I actually,
the other thing I like to, it's the balls, you know?
I actually got a, I talked to somebody online. I was trying to get some balls because we're going to be teaching down here.
Right.
They're called Dinkers.
Really?
The balls.
Funny.
And,
is that a different company than Onyx, you think?
It's a new company.
Right.
And he sent me a code so I can go on
and
Amazon.
And are they rated? Are they tournament appropriate rated, do you
yes.
know? Yes. Yes. Okay.
They are tournament appropriate.
Huge.
But it was weird, Dinkers.
Yeah,
you know,
not.
That's named after us, you know.
Well, I know when I first started playing, I wasn't a real snob when it came to a ball. You know, a ball was a ball.
Yeah.
And as I've been playing, and I have a preference, and it's those lime green, shiny, new on it. Oh, I really love those. I really get excited.
Yeah, the pop on those
I
are
just
super
feel real,
nice.
You know, and some of the other ones, I don't feel so comfortable. I don't know if it's mental or if it's real.
You get used to that one ball,
right,
and
so
you like that ball. It's like
people
putting up a new paddle, and
right.
It's not working right because you're used to that
one. I have
one
to be honest,
so
I have not really talked to anybody yet who's literally told me, you know what, I prefer that yellowy ball that I don't like. It's a little deader. They're legal, but, you know, versus, I haven't found anyone who really says they don't like the lime green.
What's the new one? Tom has them. I believe they're new in, I can't even think of the name of them.
Was that those ones on the surf, the very like shiny?
Yeah.
Slick? Yeah, I had that one yesterday.
New.
The other park that I play at, Aldergate, we all pitched in for some balls, and the women brought it yesterday. Big old sack of balls. They wouldn't pitch in, so we had a lot of nice balls, and she got those slick new ones, and boy, they were off. They were awesome. Everyone was really excited. I mean, boy, you could hit them. I mean, they just respond, you know? Especially on the real difficult shots, those ones we all know about.
Yeah.
Those ones were, man, do you let it bounce? Do you catch it in the air? Those really catch
like
in between the, ones, and they're like, they
like
die
that's an episode
on your paddle.
Itself, not gonna
yeah.
lie.
I don't care how good you are,
I think
it happens
I got
to
one
everybody.
Of his tear balls.
Hey, John, how you doing? Here's our first.
You got the tear balls, right? I think I got one of your.
I know.
I think I got
that's
one of your
other,
tan balls.
That's my other bad habit is I'll bring
And we got home. John here just showed up. He's one of the Lowadera Dinkers.
Yep. Good to see John this morning. How you feel, John?
Oh, I got you back.
Yeah? Excellent.
That's good.
Good.
But, yeah, it's pretty wild with the balls and the rackets.
Yeah. Personally, I wish that the administrative body who sanctions things, makes things legal or not legal and does all the parameters of what is what. I wish it would just, come on now. Let's have one ball.
Yep.
That's one color. That's universal. That everyone agrees is the ball. And that way, I mean, I'm just tired of playing matches with every ball's different.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I mean, tennis was like that for years when I started. White balls and the yellow. And people are like, ooh, even orange at first. And all of a sudden, that yellow just kind of made sense. And everyone just started gravitating to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that became the ball. And,
well, you can't do that now because when they've sold enough balls, they've got to change them so they can sell more balls.
That's the
other. I was just talking. I just
part of that business.
I got online and they got a new company. It's out. The balls are called Dinkers.
Do you know though? They've made
a lot
of balls.
They make them brittle. Next thing they do, and then they bust. So then you have to buy. Another.
You know what? Every
exactly.
year or so, one of these companies, whether it's Dunlop or not Pencil, but
Dunlop's
they kind of
good.
Stick to their yellow theme, you know, or Wilson's as much. These other friends. So every year, you know, bright orange. A different color, a pink, whatever, anything to try to come up with something, just a little new innovative, try to take over the market or ease, and it just never works. Everyone just, you see a few here and there, they never get into the tournament, and it's just that yellow ball.
Kind of like the iPhone.
Well, we got John here, too. He's one of the Lowadera Dinkers. What do you prefer for a paddle? What do you recommend for paddles? We're doing a podcast
we were
right now before
about
we practice.
I mean,
there seems to be three kinds out there.
Well,
you either got the wood, the composite, or that new,
exactly.
thinner paddle without the honeycomb.
True. Like I said, I got...
My thing is, what makes the difference between non-honeycomb
like
and then honeycomb paddles? Because
right.
they're both made for
honeycomb?
Lightweight,
yeah,
quick
obviously, that's something to do
that
with
a print?
Scientific physics or something
yes.
of Muzz.
We were just talking, we were just talking about prints.
I know.
I know they make the tennis
Trust
rackets.
Me, I took that first one apart.
And
I'm
I notice
like,
now
what?
They make pickleball
what?
Rackets.
Like if you
well,
saw,
what I like about
I'm
this
telling
is
you,
that because you can hit a ball
sheet of
there
veneer
and it's
for the
solid.
Wood that's on the face,
you get one that's not,
and then a
you know, the thinner one,
sheet of plastic
you got a good
on top of that, and that was it.
Here,
that was it. with the honeycomb, and the honeycomb with the ribs, right?
Yeah.
Which is like a checkerboard.
So this is mine.
I figured I'd see, like, I don't know, some sort of wood in there or something. But it wasn't. It was basically cardboard box material.
Oh, wow.
Which
real
one
fragile,
get,
real,
it's the one that suits you.
Unimpressive.
Okay, well,
you know,
yeah,
so I go and I'll try different ones, ask people, and use theirs.
He's got
so
the
you
prints.
See his prints here?
Oh, yeah,
that's not
the
brand new model.
No, it's not the new ones, but they
but
just
the
come out with the
I
new ones.
But the one I saw yesterday was purple with the P, and it was that paddle, but bigger.
That's the Spectrum. That's the one with the longer handle, I believe, right? It has like it's a 5.5-inch handle.
A woman yesterday had a brand new print.
It's longer by a half inch or something.
Thin.
Yeah.
Yours, but they make it thinner now. It's not, it doesn't have the honeycomb. It's a solid paddle. It's your paddle. It's brand new.
Yeah.
But it's actually even a little bigger, and it's obvious. Everybody was like,
yeah, they were comparing, and it's
a
Spectrum, and there's another one.
Little this way. They must be taking
it
to the absolute maximum.
What you've got a good response all the way around because you've got support.
Yeah.
Where you get a thin back on edge, you can imagine. Solid there, but as you get edges.
As you get farther out in the perimeter, weaker shots,
yeah,
where you get
yeah.
those dead spots. We
so
call.
I used to hit one, boy, it used to go like mad.
I've noticed since I switched to this composite that my paddle's a little bit more responsive when I hit it off center versus the wood one. Oh boy, it goes nowhere. It would go nowhere.
And you get a little delay on
now,
this
what I liked about the
time.
Wood one, I felt like the feel.
I like the weight of my Z5.
And this one's a little bit more tinky and everything, but I realize, you know what? The power that it gives me, that little bit of power, because just come on, you guys, there's nothing more frustrating when you can't put away.
Oh,
and they
God.
Keep getting them back, and you're having to hit two or three winners to get a point, and you can't. It's hard to do. And this just gives me that little bit of extra, hopefully, to get by somebody.
Well, it's good to have, I mean, I were a ping pong player, so it's good to have something light, because it makes that difference how fast you
yes,
are in the net.
It
Move
does.
It.
I mean, although, personally, I prefer heavy paddle, only because I think it generates
but
more power.
Player.
Yeah, I think I'm influenced maybe from
tennis.
I like that weighted
racquetball
head.
Racquetball players that come down, it's crazy.
But I'm not a big, strong guy, so anything
I
can get, you know, to help me, a little bit heavier.
Yeah, I got to start learning how to do these cuts.
Only
because
I
kind of
see it like a hammer, right? You got different hammers. Certain ones have a larger, heavier
exactly.
head, more power. I'm just thinking kind of like that. A little bit heavier paddle, a little bit more power. Because with a really light paddle, the only way to get powder is swing hard. You know?
All right. Well, this is we're going to get ready to shut
right,
down for a little while.
Play, huh?
Are you ready for the ball?
I got one in my bag. Want to go in my bag and grab a ball?
But
pickleball Taz here. We're going to sign off a little bit, and we're going to do a little bit of pickleball. We will be recording a little bit during the day down here, getting some information on some paddles for you. So, until we come off the court, Pickleball Taz, sign out.
And I'm Jensen Jay.
Remember, keep dinking, buddy. Keep dinking. Here we are, back at Lowell-Dibbert Park. This is Pickleball Taz.
And I'm Jensen Jay.
And we have Edie coming over.
Yeah, just come over here for a second.
Yeah, we want you to speak on our...
We'd like for you to speak.
Yeah.
We got Edie coming over here. Edie, I call her. She is Betty White of Pickleball.
Yep.
Now, how old would
you
play this game? Is it on?
Edie is Betty White of Pickleball. She is 88 years old. Fantastic pickleball player.
Yes, she is.
We've been talking about different types of pickleball rackets. What do you use? What do you play with?
I don't even know what that is. I don't. It has no name on it.
I think the important thing is... It looks like the Electrum.
You could start this game at 60. You come out here and try it at 60.
I started at 52. So, how do you like playing?
I love playing. That's why I play.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing. I played tennis before I played this.
Really? How many years of tennis have you had?
I don't know. I started playing tennis in Canyon Lake.
Canyon Lake.
Canyon Lake.
Wow. I heard those
first
courts
place
are really
nice. First place I ever was that they had a tennis court.
Court. I call them court. I'm from Massachusetts. Yeah. It's the Wicked and I like playing down. I've been playing for like 5.5 months. I love it. I learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from everybody that we play with. It's a good bunch of
people down here that play, good family down here at pickleball.
Exactly.
You know, like I said, Edie, she's phenomenal playing. She slams it at you. She's fearless when she plays. Believe me, it's a fun time. And like we have our picnic night coming up, the 21st. Hopefully you'll be here.
It's picnic night.
It's
what day of the week?
It's gonna be a Saturday. We'll start about 6:00. It's a potluck barbecue.
Oh.
And we're having 2 round robins that night.
Yeah, just something just to get people playing and hopefully, you know, meet some new people and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's going to be quite awesome.
But it's pretty good. It's going to be a fun night. But
yeah.
As we get ready to go back on to the pickleball court, pickleball test and keep dinking, and we'll be back on.
Yep, and I'm Dancer Jay. See you guys.
Putting an episode together with different people's opinions of different rackets.
Jay,
we had some video, some interviews this morning.
Yep, that we did.
Just messing around while we played some pickleball, had some fun.
Yeah, you guys got to meet a little bit of our pickleball family here, Lowell Jarrett, which are very, very nice people. They will love to teach you anything you want to know about pickleball. They will cheer you on, even as you're making shots, even though they're losing points because of your shots, but they still, you know, cheer you on and stuff like that. So it's really encouraging when it comes to the sport.
And it's always fun playing with Edie, Betty White, at pickleball. You know, she kicks our asses sometimes, but
sometimes
it's fun. You know, the more I get beat, the more I learn. And we're getting there. We're not acting like robots no more. We're moving around. We're having fun. We're talking. We're getting this. It's starting to come together. Again, we have our picnic night coming up on the 21st.
Yep, that we do.
Lolladera Courts in Lolladera Park down in Menifee, California. So if you're around the area, feel free. 6 o'clock, the 21st. Okay. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have some potluck barbecue.
We're going to have a couple round robin tournaments. We're also going to have some courts that are open just for people that want to just come and try the sport, which would be awesome.
Some courts down the basketball court.
Yep.
It's getting there. We're having fun. It's starting to be fun. We're starting to figure things out. And just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start liking us, please hit the like button for us. Any donations to the podcast would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that would help us out. You can reach us at lolladeracourts@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us at Enterprise.
Yeah, we're not a group, just to let everyone know.
TarEnterprise.com@gmail.com, or you can go right to our webpage, which is TarEnterprise.com.
Mm-hmm.
We will be putting out more episodes every couple days. We're going to add this one with Pile of the Paddle we talked about last night. But all in all, I think we're starting to get the hang of this, Jay.
Yeah, we're definitely starting to get the hang of it. I don't feel like an automaton or whatever you call it, robot, whatever.
Anymore. Yeah, you could tell when we first started, we were scripting because we didn't know a lot about pickleball, so we kind of had to read a lot of it. But now we're just going with the flow. We start talking, we just add things.
Yeah, we just add things that we think are, you know, cool or good to know, or give you guys, you know, some kind of like healthy tip to, you know, better your health or and stuff like that, and even, you know, another, you know, even some wine, you know, just a sip on a good night. Like today's Friday, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, TGIF people, TGIF Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Big thanks to Pickleball Inc. For if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be down this court playing pickleball right now.
Exactly, I wouldn't be either.
You know, and I don't think any of us would still be a tennis court that no one used.
Yep.
Again, we will be here the 21st. It's going to be a Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And we are going to try to go live with some tournament play. And most likely, Dance and Jay and I will be partner up in a few tournaments. Hopefully that we'll do all right.
Hopefully.
I want to give a shout out to Eddie and Webby. You know, we watched them, and we're starting to learn a lot by watching them and trying to figure things out.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, guys. You guys are
really funny, and the beers that you guys drink, yeah, I've tried a couple of them. You know, they're nice. Yeah.
And we're going into the wine, trying to figure out wines.
Yeah.
Eddie and Webb, are you ever around Lower David Courts? Feel free to get a hold of us.
And stop by, you know, just pick up some paddles. You know, we'd love to play against you, you know, for a little podcast, a little fun podcast rivalry. You know, kind of cool.
Come down for the Picklenick Night. Again, Lower David Courts. You can get a hold of us at lowerdavidcourts.com. I mean, lowerdavidcourts@gmail. tyenterprise.com@gmail or tyenterprise.com.
Yep, and then all the social media platforms.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're out there. Yep. We're still connecting things, and we will eventually have it all connected at once. We're still working on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my other half to do a little nutrition thing today so we can put something out there again today and
exactly
try to keep people knowing that we really want to do this, and we're going to get better, and we're just going to have fun.
Yeah, that's the main point. You just got to have fun with you know, the work you do, so that way it's not work.
So until then, this is Pickleball Taz saying dink on.
Yeah, and I'm Dancing Jay. Have a good day, guys.
And we will be back to you soon. Thank you. Hey, Dinka listeners. Pickleball Taz back.
And I'm Dancing Jay.
And we have Bethany here with nutritious, healthy little...
Tips.
Thanks, Jay.
How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
How you doing, Taz?
Good. How's everything going with you?
Good. How you doing, listeners?
What do you have for us today, Bethany?
Well, instead of a tip for today, I actually have a recipe.
Mm.
If you guys want to write this down, it's real easy. It's real simple and quick.
Okay. Got my pen.
It is literally 4 ingredients plus ice. You have 3/4 cup mango, 3/4 cup peaches, okay, and 3/4 cup of your favorite yogurt.
I don't know if I have one.
Half a cup of milk. And a handful of ice if you want it frozen.
Okay.
Throw that baby in the blender until it's nice and smooth and creamy, and it is so delicious.
Oh.
And so good for you.
Sounds good.
That does sound good.
Gonna have to come down to Wild Picklenick Night Saturday night and make us some.
That sounds like my bring for Picklenick Night, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm supposed to bring other than myself.
I think I'm gonna bring some, probably some either potato or macaroni salad to come down with us.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Picklenick should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be this Saturday night, 6 to whenever. So if you're around Menifee and down near Lower Derrick Courts, be free to come down. Try giving it a shot, playing some pickleball and having something to eat and meet the Dinkas.
Yeah, so bring your hunger.
So thank you very much for being here today, Bethany.
Thank you.
And we will be looking forward each episode for something nutrition.
Bye, listeners.
Bye.
Bye, Dinkers. Stay healthy. Stay hydrated.
All right, Pickleball Taz saying we will be back after this commercial. What's up, Dinkers? Pickleball Taz back, and we are getting ready to do our wine segment with Dancing Jay. What's up?
What's up? So, here's what I have for you guys today. We have a Barefoot Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a cheap $5 wine. It's a darker wine, so you could have it as like a dessert wine. You could have it with like pizza or steak, or even if you know you're just like hanging around, you know, the pool and it's a hot day, you could, you know, have a nice chilled glass and, you know, have some of this type of wine. It's rated 4 out of 5 stars on this website called Influencer. Yeah, but yeah, I've had this wine for a while. At least I think since like my 22nd birthday, I got into drinking some kinds of wine, but it wasn't really my thing. I was one of those like fun party goer guys. So yeah, we would drink heavy alcohol.
Yeah, beer and tequila.
Yeah. Oh God, I can't. That's the one thing I can't do. I don't need a tequila story. I can't do it.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice wine, a nice sweet wine. We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
See what our listeners think. Maybe they'll give it a shot.
Maybe.
You know, maybe they'll give us some feedback on it.
You know, anytime, any wine you want to know or have us find out for you, give us some feedback. Hit our like button, subscribe to us. You can go to tarenterprises.com@gmail.com, or you can just go to tarenterprises.com, go to our webpage right there, and you'll see every way to get a hold of us through Facebook, Instagram, just everything's right there. You just click onto it.
Yep, so it's super accessible, and you guys can give us any feedback you guys want, which is going to be awesome, because we'd love to hear from you guys.
Oh, well, sounds like a good wine. We'll give it a shot. Like I said, let's take a quick break, and we will get back to you. All right, hello, Derry Dankus Pickleball Taz back.
Yep, and I'm Dancing Jay.
That's our fifth episode, Dancing Jay.
Jesus Christ, fifth episode. That's a feat.
I know, imagine that. We made it this far.
Five episodes in. It's like a fiversary right here.
I know. Hopefully we can keep this going. We'll keep getting some more listeners. Hopefully who we've been talking with, I don't want to say anything yet until we find out for sure, but we will be recording on the first with someone, and we're going to see what happens from there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty excited because I never would have expected this to happen.
So, it's been fun, these live episodes.
Yeah, it definitely has.
You know, having our wine segment, having our nutrition with Bethany. It's starting to come together, it's starting to go along. We still will be having Wayne's Girls. We just finished actually the pizza oven.
Yeah, it looks really awesome.
And yeah, I'll be putting some pictures on the webpage. We will be building these for people in the backyard. But we can close out and get the people ready for our next, you know, podcast that will be coming out.
Yep, our next episode. Still have no idea what we're going to do for this episode, but
we'll figure something out. We've been doing that.
Yeah, we've been just winging it. kind of winging it.
Are you loud, David Dankus? Pickleball Taz saying, keep danking and keep listening.
Yep, and I'm Dancing Jay, so you guys dink on, guys.